Hello, James Dellingpole here with the Dellingpod. I've got some good news and some bad news this week. The good news is my podcast guest is brilliant, Aidan Hartley. The bad news is the sound's a bit shit and it's not really my fault, it's Aidan's fault. Anyway, you're going to love it. You're going to get early access to it if you sponsor my Patreon. It's going really well. I'm really pleased. All sorts of exciting things you can get on Patreon now. The entry level funding, you get my Not My Spectator column, which I'm doing every week now, which is good. And you get also to hear, if you're for the next level up, you get to hear the podcast 3 days early. And there are other tiers as well. Tiers as in levels, including one where you get to be some kind of god emperor and you get all sorts of amazing access. Anyway, go and have a look at my Patreon page, which is Patreon James Dellingpole, and I hope you're tempted to subscribe. It's well worth it. Nice community building up. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
When I look at Sweden, I speak to Swedish friends who are Somali immigrants to Sweden, and their community actually has taken a bigger hit than some of the others because there are lots of taxi drivers and they were being infected by Italians and people from other European countries who kept getting into the back of their cabs. But they're all in favour of the Swedish moves, the strategy that has been pursued there. I'm amazed by how much confidence they have in their government and the trust that they have placed in this chief epidemiologist, Tegnell. And so they seem to be quite happy with that. It seems to be a very different atmosphere. I think that in this country, what I've been shocked by, I think a lot of people have, is the way that people have possibly lost their nerve and people seem very afraid of getting out of this. And that's what we've all now got to focus on. I mean, I'm just trying to get out of the country. I just want to go home to Kenya. But it seems at the moment it's going to be quite a long stay here. I think that everybody else is straining to get out there. I mean, London is getting busier. You see more traffic. There are more people on the street.